I ain't racist now. I got two black friends that I see at church every Sunday.
X marks the spot, Spotify, Anchor.
X marks the spot, got competition in the headlock. Randy Savage with the flow, with a Hogan leg drop. From Bangkok to New York, Alabama to Shatown. Independent and pro, we talking it on the chat now. So sat down and hear Stacks lay the smackdown. Smart ass tricks and he don't never back down. What all elite toppers mixed with honor and backs our stream. Got fans in Japan and gorillas on my team. So please follow me for the live broadcast. X marks is about the Wrestling Podcast. X marks is about the Wrestling Podcast. X marks is about the Wrestling Podcast. Here comes the
champions, yeah.
Let's talk about the Monday Night Wars, first of all. Because I ain't forgot about y'all switching from Nitro to Raw every Monday. Because y'all knew that Nitro came on at 7 o'clock. It came on an hour before Raw did. So y'all used to turn y'all TV on TNT and watch Nitro. Y'all used to watch Prince Iaukea go against Lodi and Van Hammer. Then at 8 o'clock, you turn to USA and watch Raw at 8 o'clock to see what the hell DX and Stone Cold had going on. I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all know y'all used to do that shit. And speaking of which, what about them WWF magazines? I ain't forget about that shit. Y'all used to sneak in your mom's purse, steal about $20 out, and get you a WWF magazine, knowing you're supposed to buy school supplies. So on the first day of school, when you're supposed to, everybody got binders and five-star notebooks and college rule and shit, and your ass sitting there with a fucking WWF magazine with The Rock on there. And you can't even take fucking notes because you ain't buy no damn school supplies with the money that you're supposed to buy the shit with. Your ass wanted to get the WWF magazine. I ain't forgot about that shit. And I ain't forget about y'all buying them damn WWF trading cards. Oh, yes, the hell y'all did. Y'all used to take your allowance from the weekend. You used to go down to 7-Eleven. And you walk past all the basketball cards. You ain't want Michael Jordan, Dennis Rodman, or Kobe, or none of them. You used to go there and you used to get them WWF trading cards, knowing that they probably ain't worth shit now, but you used to buy that shit. Like, I ain't forgot about that shit. And not only was y'all buying them damn trading cards, y'all was ordering them damn Coliseum videos online. Not even online, on TV. I ain't forget about that shit. The damn number used to come across on TV to order this fucking WrestleFest, Wrestle Jam, whatever the fuck it was called. Y'all used to take y'all money. Y'all used to call that number, give a fake ass credit card number. They send y'all that video, followed by a damn bill for the shit. Now you done fucked up your credit at 7 years old because you want to watch the best of WrestleMania 5 when WrestleMania 8 is out or some shit like that. I ain't forget about that shit. Y'all did that shit. Yes, y'all did. You can't tell me you didn't do that shit. And not only was y'all buying them damn videos, I ain't forget about y'all calling them damn wrestling hotlines. Oh, I'm lying. No, the hell I'm not. Y'all used to sit at home, watch WWF Superstars, or WCW Saturday Night, whatever the fuck y'all was into. Y'all used to see Paulie Dangerously come on with that Zach Morris cell phone saying, shit, call the 900 number, the Jim Ross report. Y'all sat there and called the number. And now you got this high-ass phone bill, and your mom pissed off at you, your mom yelling at you, now you grounded, and you're on punishment, because your dumbass called that damn 900 number. They ain't tell you no results or nothing. You thought you were talking to Missy Hyatt? I highly the fuck doubt it, but hey, you had a high-ass phone bill, I know that much, but I'm going to let y'all breathe on that, because no, y'all did some other shit, man. So I ain't forget about them damn fucking signs y'all brought to shows of your favorite wrestler as a South Park character. Y'all definitely did that shit. Y'all used to go to school and go to the computer lab, go on kennyscrib.com, and you used to pick whatever company you like, WWF, WCW, ECW. Y'all used to print out them characters, take them to school, blow that shit up, and then bring them to shows. So now you got Stone Cold Steve Cartman in the damn crowd and all that shit. Y'all did that shit. Cartman with the blue mini. Like, everybody was fucking Cartman. Who the hell was Kenny? Kenny, who was he? Nova? I don't know, but y'all did that shit. Y'all can't tell me y'all didn't do that, because I was there. I seen y'all do that shit. And that ain't even the worst shit y'all did. Because I ain't forget about y'all in the crowd every time Al Snow came out talking about, you want some head. We want head. We want head. I ain't know what the fuck y'all talking about back then, but I remember y'all doing that shit. And not only was y'all fucking chatting out that we want head, y'all used to bring your own damn fucking mannequin heads to the show. Yes, the fuck y'all did. Y'all used to go to the beauty supply store and go over to the damn do-rag display case. Take the damn do-rag off. And you went on up to damn Ching Lee up there and said, hey, I don't want the do-rag, but I want the damn hair. How much for this head, though? And she said, hurry up and buy. Meaning you couldn't even buy the shit. So y'all stole that shit. Y'all went to Beauty Supply Store. You took the do-rag off the display head. And you took it to a WWF show and waited for Al Snow to come out just to say you want head. Y'all did that shit because y'all was nasty. And speaking of nasty, I ain't forget about y'all doing them damn DX cross chops in school. Guess the hell y'all did. Y'all used to watch Monday Night Raw. See what the hell DX had going on. What it is. Pissing on motorcycles. Looking at each other dicks while pissing. They did a lot of pissing. DX did a lot of pissing. A lot of fucking dick jokes. And y'all saw that shit. And y'all went to school the next day chopping at your damn dick. Now you sitting in the principal's office trying to convince her not to suspend your ass or even expel your ass for jumping up in the girl's face, throwing an X up at your dick, dangling your meat in front of a girl's face. Y'all did that shit. I sent you. I was there too. I seen y'all motherfucker do that. Y'all over there writing sucking and shit on your damn spelling books. Can't even spell this shit. Y'all did that shit. Yes, the hell y'all did. And not only was y'all doing DX shit, I ain't forgot about y'all wearing them damn talking Stone Cold Steve Austin shirts. Yes, the hell. Say I'm lying. Say I'm fucking lying. Y'all did that shit. Y'all fucking went on damn Home Shopping Network or QVC, stole your mom's credit card. You ordered that talking Stone Cold shirt that had you press the 3, the 1, and the 6 on the 316. And he say some shit like, Austin 316, so I beat your ass, and that's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so, and glass shattering. Y'all did that shit. You wore that shit to school because everybody like, oh, hell yeah, you know, you got a talking Stone Cold shirt and all that shit cool until you sitting in your damn classroom while the teacher giving you your damn lesson, and all of a sudden, all you hear is, Austin 316, so I just whipped your ass, and you trying to hide this shit. Everybody looking at your ass, they know it's you because you the one dumb enough to wear that shit to school. Everybody looking at you, and you trying to find out how the hell to turn the motherfucker off. So you over there ripping shit up, not knowing that's the damn battery pack. All you got to do is damn turn the motherfucker off. But you done took the battery pack off. Now when you put the shit on, the shit don't even work correctly now. So now you walking around with a basic-ass Stone Cold Steve Austin t-shirt. Shit don't talk or nothing. You could have saved that shit for a show. But no, you wanted to show off in school. Y'all did that shit. I remember that. I was sitting right next to you doing this shit. And speaking of which, t-shirts, what about y'all wearing them damn ECW shirts and damn WWF or WCW shows? Yes, the hell y'all did. Y'all did that shit. Y'all used to buy tickets to a fucking WWF house show, Monday Night Raw, WCW Nitro, if they did house shows. Y'all used to sit there and wear them damn ECW shirts in the crowd, knowing damn well ECW motherfuckers wasn't popping up. They probably was at WCW because, you know, they had Hack or Sandman or fucking Landstorm or whatever. But no, y'all sat there, y'all watched ECW, y'all ordered a t-shirt on there, ordered your favorite ECW t-shirt, Tommy Dreamer packaged that motherfucker and sent it to your house, and you put it on saying, yeah, you know, ECW, I ain't gonna wear it to an ECW show, but I'm gonna wear it to some other shit. Y'all did that shit. Y'all bogus as hell for that shit. And speaking of damn ECW and being bogus, what about y'all motherfuckers throwing them damn chairs in the ring? I was there. I seen y'all do that shit. Y'all would sit there and throw your fucking chairs in the ring to be a part of the match. Now you got a ring full of chairs, and you did the shit in the first match, so now you got to stand up for the rest of the show Now your feet hurting because you ain't got no chair to sit down because your dumb ass threw it in the ring and you ain't got the shit back. Y'all wild as hell. Y'all did that shit. And while we still talking about shows, what about the damn merch I used to buy? Oh, so y'all ain't buy fucking merch at house shows? So y'all gonna act like I wasn't there. So y'all gonna act like y'all wasn't buying them damn, foam belts, them smoking skull belts, them foam belts, them damn cane masks and Billy Gunn bandanas and all type of shit like that? Y'all gonna try to sit here and tell me y'all wasn't doing that shit? Yes, the fuck y'all did, cause y'all would wear that shit to school, trying to think you about to have a whole wrestling match. As a matter of fact, y'all was fucking, y'all defending this shit in the damn neighborhood. Yes, the fuck y'all did. Y'all used to take them damn belts. They sold the shit at Kmart for a lot cheaper than what you bought it at them fucking house shows. And y'all sat there having wrestling matches and shit. I ain't forgot about that shit. And I damn sure ain't forgot about y'all bringing them fucking laser pointers to shows. Yes, the fuck y'all did. Y'all used to go to the damn dollar store before these shows and buy them fucking laser pointers that y'all used to damn have in school, point them in the back of the teacher's head like y'all finna snipe a motherfucker, and y'all brought that shit to the show. Yes, the fuck y'all did. Y'all used to point that shit on Steve Blackman's back while he trying to have the best match of the whole night. And y'all over there trying to disrupt shit, trying to put a laser pointer in somebody's eye and throw them off their game. Y'all did that shit, trying to look like fucking American terrorists at these fucking wrestling shows. Yes, the fuck y'all did. You can't even lie about that shit. Y'all used to bring them laser pointers there. And speaking of that shit, what about how y'all used to take pictures with them damn disposable cameras at shows? Oh, y'all thought I forgot about that shit? Oh, you thought? Y'all forgot I was there. I was in that motherfucker. Y'all used to sit there, y'all used to go to Walgreens or CVS, buy them little cheap-ass disposable cameras, and wait for your damn favorite wrestler to hit his fucking move. So you gotta make sure that shit, you gotta wind that shit up on time, you gotta have that shit wound up. And I hope to God you had the flashlight on, and your timing had to be impeccable. But then when you take the disposable camera to Walgreens to get your pictures back, your shit off like a motherfucker. You try to get Stone Cold hitting a stunner. You try to get the people's elbow. You ain't get shit. You got the after effect. So that's all your pictures were, a bunch of after effects. Y'all did that shit. Y'all used to wind that shit up and take it to the damn shows. I think I seen some of y'all bring fucking Polaroids in there. Yeah, these young motherfuckers don't know how good they got it now. Now y'all could record a whole fucking show on the damn on your cell phone. Y'all motherfuckers up in there bootlegging WrestleMania now. Couldn't even do that shit back then. But y'all found a way. Y'all used to bring them little cheap-ass cameras in there. And while I'm talking about that shit, matter of fact, I ain't even gonna talk about technology no more. Let's talk about how y'all motherfuckers used to buy them damn action figures back in the day. Oh, yes, the hell y'all did. Y'all used to buy them damn action figures. Matter of fact, y'all ain't even call them action figures. Y'all called them wrestling men. Yes, y'all called them wrestling men. Y'all used to wait for y'all dad to get home off work on a Saturday so they could take you to damn Toys R Us and go to the damn wrestling men section and buy all the wrestling men you wanted. Little did you know, you can only buy one, so now you can't even have a match. You can't have your dream matches, and you thought you could finesse by buying the tag team set, like buying the Rockers or the Bushwhackers. So, you know, you bought the Bushwhackers, and that counted too. So you couldn't get nobody else, so you gotta have a match with fucking Bushwhacker Luke going against fucking Bushwhacker Butch. That ain't life. And then you took the shit to school. So like, oh, I got these new wrestling men. Then you let your friend see it. Then he would pull you with the Mr. Burns, the Fidel Castro. I don't know. What you talking about? So now you stuck with one Bushwhacker because you done got finessed by a motherfucker in school. Motherfucking to finesse you for your wrestling men. Y'all did that shit. And not only did you have the damn wrestling men, you had them fucking the rings to go with it. Yes, the fuck y'all did. Y'all had the damn blue wrestling ring that had the table on the damn ring, and it came with an American flag on the pole, even though I ain't never seen no flag on no damn pole outside of a gimmick match. But y'all had that shit. And a few years later down the line, y'all went on and bought the damn monster ring, which is too big for your wrestling men. So now you got Stone Cold, your toy, like y'all used to have them damn matches. Y'all used to have whole shows in them toy rings with your wrestling men because a lot of y'all motherfuckers probably didn't have cable, so y'all couldn't watch the show. So now y'all got to have your own show with your wrestling men. But the monster ain't so big. You got Stone Cold hitting the ropes like damn Rey Mysterio, because he couldn't even get to the damn top rope. That ring was too fucking big. But that's what y'all wanted. Y'all saved up y'all money, went to Kmart, and got that shit. Y'all couldn't get the first Monster Ring, but y'all did sure got that Raw is War one. Y'all having all type of Monday Night Raw shows with your damn wrestling men. And then you trying to have pay-per-views with the damn ring, but every damn pay-per-view got the fucking Monday Night Raw ring. The fuck? And then, not only was y'all doing that shit, y'all was using other toys, other action figures, as wrestling men. Oh, what y'all thought I ain't see that shit. I remember that shit. Y'all did that shit. Y'all got fucking Optimus Prime going against the fucking Undertaker, and John Gonzalez going against fucking Casey from Ninja Turtles, and then you just got a Gargoyle who got his own stable going against the Nation of Domination. Like, y'all doing all type of fantasy shit. Talk about fantasy booking at its finest. Y'all did that shit. Y'all had regular toys acting like there's wrestling men. And then, speaking of the toy shit, I didn't forget about y'all motherfuckers that had that King of the Ring wrestling ring. Yes, y'all bought that ugly-ass yellow shit that came out in the mid-90s. And y'all was running shows on that shit with your wrestling men on that ugly-ass toy ring. I didn't forget about that shit. And something else I didn't forget about. I ain't forget about y'all joining the damn wrestling team at the school or the community center just because you thinking the shit gonna be like the WWF you see on TV. And then, you know, you go in the room, and there ain't nothing but a blue mats, and you got a fucking old-ass coach teach you how to roll around on the ground with a bunch of men. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm trying to put a motherfucker through a table like Public Enemy. But y'all can't even do this shit. Like, because y'all went on there thinking that y'all's going to go in there and do a rock bottom on a motherfucker. So you join the damn wrestling team, and then if you was bigger than everybody in the class, you whooping everybody ass until that one motherfucker who good as hell came in there and melted your ass in front of the whole classroom. Now your ass don't want to be on the wrestling team no more. It's like, fuck this shit. You just gonna keep on watching wrestling on TV. Y'all did that shit. Yes, the fuck y'all did. And speaking of which, at school, I ain't forget about y'all starting fucking wrestling factions in school like y'all was a fucking gang. Y'all was really up in that motherfucker saying y'all NWO and shit. Y'all ain't even have a t-shirt or nothing. Y'all over there jumping motherfuckers in the bathroom saying you trying to be down with the New World Order motherfucker and get down to lay down. Y'all did that shit. Y'all over there jumping shit like y'all damn Cuz of Blood or GD or some shit like that. No, y'all doing some shit y'all seen on fucking WCW. Hey, y'all couldn't tell y'all that shit. Y'all thought y'all was fucking gangsters potty train. Y'all was actually jumping motherfuckers in to be in the fucking wrestling faction at school. Y'all did that shit. Say you wasn't. Say you wasn't. Say, I jumped through this radio or whatever the fuck y'all listen to. I jumped through the motherfucker and slapped fire out y'all ass. Y'all did that shit. Yes, the fuck y'all did. And then, I ain't even gonna talk about this shit no more. I'm gonna talk about how y'all motherfuckers was buying them damn wrestling fucking entrance music CDs. Oh, I don't hear nothing now. What, cat got your tongue? Oh, y'all were definitely buying them fucking CDs. Y'all motherfuckers were going to the music store when WWF The Music Volume 3 came out. Y'all over there going to Sam Goody, seeing if they got the damn CD, but they sold out for some reason because motherfuckers just love that shit. And then y'all ain't had the money for it. Y'all over there hiding the shit in the back and coming back 3 days later to buy the damn CD. So you at home jamming like a motherfucker to Val Venus. Hello, ladies. Your ass up in there doing a Bakehead bounce off the fucking LOD theme song and all that shit. What the fuck y'all did? Y'all know y'all want to hear that damn Gang Girl shit. Y'all got motherfuckers in the hood riding around with 215s in they trunk wanking that damn Gang Girl shit. Beating down the fucking block with the fucking WWF The Music CD. Yes, the fuck y'all did. And I don't even want to talk about shit y'all did the most. So I'm just going to close it with this. I ain't forget about y'all using them fucking cigarette lighters when The Undertaker came out. Yeah, way before motherfuckers was them using their phones and shit, y'all motherfuckers were using them fucking cigarette lighters. Y'all used to go to the fucking corner store before a show. You and your homeboys go to the damn corner store and get a whole bunch of them cheap ass lighters for 50 cents. It wasn't no big. But y'all up in there arguing like, nah, I'm gonna get red. Now you get blue. Now you get purple. Now you get green. And y'all used to buy them fucking lighters and take it to the show, wait for The Undertaker to come out, and hold that bitch in the air,
And you know the Undertaker inches long, so over there burning your damn finger off. So now you coming home with a fucking black mark on your finger, and you got a mean mark callus on the top of your fucking thumb just because you want the whole damn lighter during the Undertaker entrance. Like, how the hell y'all even got them damn lighters in there? And then when you went home, you threw them on the ground, act like it's a fucking firecracker. Y'all did that shit. Yes, the fuck y'all did, but you know what? I ain't gonna judge y'all for doing that shit just because I ain't forget about it. I ain't gonna judge none of y'all. Like I said, y'all can't lie about it because I seen this shit. I was there. And y'all probably wondering how the hell I know that y'all are doing this shit. How the hell was I there? Y'all wanna know how? Because y'all is me. Everything got this fucking name on that list outside of ECW shit. I did that shit. So take that. Bye, bitches.